2000 ABC broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's Launch Conference here in lovely Durham, North Carolina, where we are on the campus of Duke University. Vinod, you're wearing your Duke colors. So am I.
Yeah.
Go Blue Devils.
First time here. Yeah. Yes.
We are here with Vinod Therikon from CU Next Gen. Vinod, how are you, sir?
Very good, Mike. Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. How's the conference going for you so far?
Oh, excellent. It was really, really insightful to see some of the innovations happening here. Especially in, you know, a lot of things aligned with what CU Next Gen does as well.
Mm-hmm.
So CU Next Gen, as you know, we've been on your show before, but we are a QSO that was set up in 2020, and what we do is we support credit unions primarily in the automation space and the MRM space, and specifically with Constellation. Two things that we do is, one is we support some of the Constellation customers for building custom tiles on their platform, and then we also have our own automation technologies that allow the credit union to have these self-service forms facing the member with an RPA bot at the back end doing the fulfillment, so it doesn't need to wait for a human to pick it up.
Very important. Yeah. And how does that value, obviously the automation is key, so how does that value the credit union? Does it make things much more efficient, I guess, I'm thinking?
Yes, it does. So typically when a request is submitted by a member that's awaiting a manual action at the back end, it can only be fulfilled when the credit union is working. So think of a travel notification that's manual.
Right.
You need to wait for somebody to get to work at the credit union to fulfill it. But with automation at the back end, you could have a member submit the travel request, a bot picks it up, does the data entry to fulfill it, and notify the member that they're all set. That's one example.
Because I just did that for this trip.
That's
travel.
Some credit unions already have it automated.
Okay.
So many of them don't, and using automation, it can be fulfilled in real time, right near real time.
See, from the consumer perspective, you just think, okay, I did that, I clicked that button, and boom, we're good to go.
Right.
But there's a lot more to that.
There's
behind
a
the
person
scenes.
Behind the scenes doing the work.
But you guys are bringing in the automation to that to make it much easier, much quicker, much faster.
That's right. And for a whole library of use cases, right?
Yeah.
That's one of them. But it could be a temporary increase to a card limit to generate a payoff quote on a loan.
Right.
So there's like literally hundreds of use cases where the member calls a call center, but we can have RPA automation at the back end do the fulfillment instead of the person.
Wow.
So now it becomes 24/7.
Yeah, what a time saver that must be for credit unions. You know, you get all the, I don't want to say the mundane tasks, but all the repetitive type stuff. I mean, that could
absolutely
be a good answer for this as well.
Yeah, and it's a great member experience, right? Because a member can fulfill requests 24/7, and they're not waiting on hearing back.
Yeah.
Because most times when you call the call center, you're trying to follow up on a request because it's not fulfilled and you want to see what happens, right? But when you have automation in place, it's disciplined, it'll always do the job, and the member gets notified once it's all done, 24/7.
That's
so
awesome.
That's pretty much the key.
Okay, yeah, I know there's a lot more to it, obviously. You guys are smart, you know what you're doing, but I know there's a lot more to it. So yeah, it's fantastic for the credit unions. So having said that, I mean, what are some of the takeaways that you want to take back to your office, so to speak, after this conference? Because there's a lot going on here.
Obviously. Oh, absolutely. I was very impressed with the fintech presentations, and I'm actually looking forward to going into the expo right now and talking to some of them. So it was very good to see how so many of the fintechs are now, you know, building up their tiles inside Constellation, which kind of expands the offerings. So that was, I think, a good takeaway for me, a good learning experience.
Yeah, to see who is out there and who's doing what,
then
how they're working with Constellation.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of that, can you kind of go back over how you guys work with Constellation? I know you touched on it in your original response, but can you go into it a little bit more?
So with Constellation, you had a whole stack of out-of-the-box tiles, right? You've got vendor tiles. But every credit union has a few gaps where they need to build custom tiles or custom functionality. So we provide the technical support services to customize credit union tiles within the Constellation platform. So we're like a developer on the Constellation platform.
Okay.
And we have about 700 resources within the organization, so we support a number of credit unions on such custom work. So that's part of what we do. And on the other side, in the digital banking world, we do a lot there as well, but specific to Constellation, a credit union wants to stand up these self-service forms facing the member. We do both the ability to set up those self-service forms using single sign-on and the RPA at the back end to fulfill the automation, like I mentioned.
Well done.
So that's pretty much our space right now. Yeah.
Okay, you are fulfilling that niche quite nicely from what I hear. So, what issues or what trends are you seeing out there in the marketplace? Obviously, your focus is the automation part of it and chatbots and things like that.
That's
so,
what
are you seeing out there that will help credit unions or what are you seeing on the horizon that they should be aware of?
I think the simple scenario is, when was the last time you called Amazon? You know, it's a fully digital experience, but it's completely automated.
Right.
Right. So I think there's a lot to learn from that experience in the credit union space.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much our mandate, you know, to try and build this kind of digital experience facing the members.
Mm-hmm.
So our mandate is to allow the credit unions to better the member experience as well as the employee experience.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the employees are doing such mundane data entry tasks, it would be unimaginable, you know. So when we offload those tasks to automation, the employees can do more value-added work, especially in this market where it's difficult to find people and such. So what we are seeing is there is a greater demand for automation. We have seen a huge ramp up in the work we are doing with the credit union industry in the last couple of years, especially driven through COVID and such.
You had to do that or else you'd be left behind for sure. And there's so much automation in any, I guess, any industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So financial services is right there in the mix with all of that type of stuff, because you have to, or else, again, you're going to get left behind.
Yeah,
it's hard to compete.
Exactly. So, you know, we on the back end side, on the technology services, we actually support the Amazon Workers Compensation Program.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Out of a client we have in California.
Yeah.
And, you know, you will not believe what the back-end experience is. The front-end experience is pretty slick.
Yeah.
The back-end experience is Band-Aid, tape, and string, whatever takes to automate functions. There's probably a lot to learn from that, right?
Yeah.
Because the experience that we face as a consumer with Amazon is very slick, high touch. But think about it. You're not interacting with a human.
Right.
And you still perceive that it's a great experience.
Yeah, I've never contacted a human at Amazon or even like Google as well.
That's
true. Those are just, you don't call them, you know?
That's true.
They have it all handled.
And you still feel you get a good experience, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not thinking like, oh they're letting me down. You
right.
feel that, hey, that you can get things done with them anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you try to get through to somebody, you're basically interacting through chat. It's not voice.
Hmm.
And if you dig deeper, you might be able to get through by voice, but you really need to be in trouble with some issue to be able to take the patience to do that. Yeah, but very rare. But most of the use cases is done through automation.
Yeah, it's amazing how many millions of people use Amazon on a daily basis, and the experience for most, I would assume, is a really good one. And it's all, like you said, all automated. So that's what financial services is. Would you say aspiring to that or getting to that? So
I think so. I mean, if you look at, we've done a number of workshops at credit unions, and while members like to walk into the branch, technically the only need to come into the branch is to deposit a large amount of cash, withdraw a large amount of cash, or maybe use a safety deposit locker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very few reasons technically to walk into a branch. So our goal is to try to allow the members to have the option to do pretty much anything digitally. And then they can always choose to walk into that. So I think that's pretty much where a lot of our efforts are going today.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Good stuff. Anything else to add? Any final
thoughts
here?
No, nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you in person.
We've done
a few
interviews digitally, so this was great. And thanks again for having me.
You're welcome. All right. Go check out Vinod Theerikon at CU Next Gen. They are doing some amazing things in the automation department. So with that, enjoy the rest of the show, sir.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Bye.